Oh, man, a sluggish, rainy post-Chiefs loss Monday morning and a game that didn't end until close to midnight. Oh, boy, is there a worse way to start the week? We're trying to make it a little better with Danny Wilniak of KCTV5, now joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. It's powered by Xfinity Internet. Stay connected with Wi-Fi coverage that delivers the speed you need to power all of your devices. How you hanging in there, Danny? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I am barely keeping my eyes open because of that late game last night. And unfortunately, it was one that you don't come out feeling good at all about. I mean, there were some bright spots that you can take away, but for the most part, I mean, Pete, you and I talked about how it kind of was a must win for the Chiefs to feel like, okay, you know, we still are dominant in the AFC, you know, it's an AFC championship rematch, but man, there were a lot of things that just went wrong for the Chiefs and did not look good. And so even in the post-game press conference, a lot of players and coaches looking in the mirror today and trying to fix a lot of things that went wrong.
Well, Danny, that's where I want to start here. I mean, this group of guys has not really been through this kind of adversity. And it's always easy, you know, when you're hosting three straight AFC championships to go rah-rah, unity, everyone loves each other, we're a team. But now you're sitting there at 2-3, year four. Of this, you know, core group being together with Patrick Mahomes in charge. Are you getting any sense of, I don't want to say anyone's turning on each other or anything like that, but are you getting a sense that maybe the locker room is shifting a little bit?
Well, and I think that was kind of the question that you have to ask yourself as the game was progressing, because you see how terrible the defense was and how they just couldn't stop absolutely anything, mm-hmm. It felt like last night. And so there were multiple instances where, you know, maybe Dan Sorensen blew coverage or L'Jarius Sneed blew a coverage and receivers were wide open and Josh Allen looked fantastic last night. So let's give him a little bit of credit for his growth and development in the National Football League. But also when Tyrann Mathieu is throwing his hands up in the air and, you know, clearly frustrated that he's trying to communicate things and get people in the right spots, but they're just not there. You've got to think there's a little bit of, I guess maybe discord is probably the right answer for that or the right word for that, because it's not that they're upset with each other or not getting along in the locker room. It's just that things aren't working and they don't understand why. And so I think that's the biggest problem you run into with this from a defensive perspective, is that why aren't things changing? And I mean, we can talk about the defense ad nauseum, but you also have to look a little bit at the offense when they've got three turnovers during the game and Mahomes throws two more interceptions and you have in total another four turnover game. You can't win games in the National Football League like that. So with that combination, there's a lot of work to be done, and they are going to have to learn to rely on each other. And Mahomes said that's the biggest thing right now, is that we have to believe in each other. We have to know that we're going to be okay. And a lot of the players reiterated that, hey, look, we're only 5 weeks into this season. It's a long 17-game season, so do not count us out just yet. And they all believe that they still can make a run at this thing.
Understandably so. Danny Wilniak, KCTV5, is joining us. Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. Three turnovers last night. He's got six in his last three games, five interceptions. I mean, he's on pace for 20 interceptions this year. I think his career high is only 12 back in 2018. So what's the driver there? What's wrong?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because that's what was asked, was, hey, you know, what's the difference this year in you throwing these picks? And he actually said, you know, I don't know exactly what it is, but I have to go back to the drawing board and reevaluate myself, and I have to reevaluate the decisions that I'm making, because this is not something that I'm used to doing. And another question was posed, like, you know, a lot of times when we've seen you throw picks or something, you know, they've gotten, you know, called back or something's happened. He's gotten lucky a lot of times. And he said, you know, I do believe that there's a little bit of luck involved in picks not getting called or, you know, picks happening. And I believe that, you know, everything comes full circle. And so hopefully I'm having a lot of bad luck with these picks early on in this season, and it'll all even out as the season goes on. And hopefully it's kind of, you're getting it out of your system and getting it out of the way early. So I kind of liked that approach to it. Hopefully that's the case, and hopefully it doesn't continue.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I don't know, Danny. I mean, it seems to me, though, he's basically saying, I'm hoping that my luck improves. I don't know if that's really a strategy to start winning games. You're saying, I basically hope I get lucky? I mean, that doesn't seem like it's an answer.
It doesn't sound like it's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's crazy because I think the problem right now with the Chiefs is that nobody really has the specific answer to why things are going wrong. And I understand that because you're supposed to be getting better every year that you're in the National Football mm-hmm. League. And it feels like there's a lot of these core guys on the team, and it's not better right now. They're not as good as they were when they went to the Super Bowl in 2019 and 2020. And so it's a lot of them taking the podium yesterday, or I guess this morning, and saying, look, we got to go back to the drawing board. We have to mm-hmm. reevaluate ourselves. We have to figure out what kind of decisions we're making and why these decisions aren't working. And Mahomes said, you know, I usually pride myself kind of on not necessarily being a reckless quarterback, but, you know, taking chances. And so that's when you can kind of, he's been able to get away with taking those chances for a long time now mm-hmm. in the NFL, and sometimes it comes back around. And I think right now you're seeing those chances that he's taking not necessarily pay off. And so whether that's, you know, being more conservative, not going for the long passes as often, not trying to force things, there's going to be a lot of things that he's going to look at film today and tomorrow and think, man, you know, I'm going to have to change maybe the philosophy just a little bit when I'm out there under center.
Yeah. Danny Wolniak, KCTV5. All right, Danny, last thing on the coaching staff. You know, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, those seem like the obvious places to start in terms of what the offense is doing with Reid and some of the what seems like conservative play calling. And then the defense obviously made some adjustments, but it seemed to come too little too late. What is the reaction there, and what is the response from the coaching staff on how they can improve going forward?
Well, their biggest thing is that so we didn't obviously hear from Staggs last night, mm-hmm. but Andy Reid talked about how, you know, he does take it on himself, but it's an embarrassing loss. They felt like they were in a position to win, and they went into this game believing that they could win this game. And he said that, you know, the players are embarrassed because a lot of it was they were set up for success. It was a lack of execution, but also that he didn't feel like he set them up for success too. So it's a lot of, like, contradicting coach speak, I guess you could say, because there's a lot of just not really knowing why it's not clicking. And I mm-hmm. think, like, it goes back to what we were just talking about, is that I think that's the biggest problem with these guys, is that we talk about how there's a lack of communication on defense. There's a lack of communication on offense because Mahomes and the receivers a lot of times aren't on the same pages, and that's why those interceptions happen. That's why the offense doesn't click as well as you're hoping it does. And there's miscommunications between the coaching staff and the players right now. And so I think that it honestly, Pete, comes down to a communication issue, and everyone's got to get on the same page. Otherwise this is going to keep happening. And the Chiefs do have, they have faced some of the toughest competition that they're going to face all year right off the bat in these first 5 weeks. And mm-hmm. I think Tyrann Mathieu put it perfectly. He said, you know, we have to realize that we are going to get everyone's best.
Yep.
They want what we have. They want the Tyreek Hills. They want the Travis Kelce. They are building their teams in the AFC to compete with us and to beat us. And so week in and week out, we're going up against the best of the best. And these guys are putting in the long hours, and they're working harder during Chiefs week than they are during any other week. And so we have to be aware of that. And we have to get our butts in gear, because we have a target on our back, and we cannot be complacent. And so I think that's a big kind of, I think this is kind of a moment for them that they have to realize that if they want to win, you know, they have to keep putting in the same kind of work that they've been putting in 2019 and 2020.
Danny Wolniak, KCTV5, recapping last night's loss on KCMO. Thank you, Danny. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again on Friday.
Thanks so much, Pete. Sounds good.
All right. Danny Wolniak on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.